Big news for religious freedom today. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. President Trump has nominated an advocate for religious freedom. Who that is and what this could mean for the persecuted church, coming up. And while we're talking about answered prayer requests, a hospital in Kenya celebrates a gift of dignity. Let's start in the United States, though, where a new ambassador at large for international religious freedom has been nominated. David Curry of Open Doors USA says it's about time the position has been filled.
This person is our liaison as Americans to these foreign countries to talk about these very critical, important issues. And it's important because these are the things that are at the center of many of the major issues we face today.
From ISIS to Boko Haram, the nominee will have plenty of religious intolerance to address. President Trump's choice, Kansas Governor Sam Brownback, who has a strong background when it comes to fighting persecution. He gets it.
He spoke out on the genocide in Sudan's Darfur region, and he stood behind, was one of the first key sponsors for the International Religious Freedom Act. These are the kinds of things he has in his background that really, I think, make him uniquely qualified for this role.
A couple things. Pray that the church under fire won't be silenced, and pray that the Senate would quickly come to a decision and put an ambassador in place.
People need to have the right for freedom of conscience, and the people that the United States does business with, the countries around the world, we need to hold up this right as central to human dignity.
If you'd like details about Governor Brownback and the position he's been nominated for, go to missionnews.org. And this coming Sunday, July 30th, is World Day Against Trafficking in Persons. Did you know at least 21 million people are in forced labor and sexual exploitation today? Food for the Hungry is just one of several ministries taking action against human trafficking. But they're doing it both by rescuing the victims and by getting in front of the problem. Food for the Hungry has partnered with Youth with a Mission in central India to establish safe houses for children, mostly girls, who are rescued from sexual slavery. Gary Edmonds of Food for the Hungry explains.
We take them into a home where they're going to be cared for, they're going to be nurtured, they're going to be given clean clothes, they're going to be having house parents, and at the same time, spiritual formation and educational opportunities.
And then Food for the Hungry also asks, what leads parents to sell their children to traffickers in the first place, knowingly or not? The answer is most often poverty. So something else FH does is to go into poor communities in India targeted by traffickers and teach families about sustainable agriculture to combat poverty.
We're coming against it in a way to say that God has power, God has truth, God has grace and mercy to help these people, and it needs to be addressed in a very holistic way.
What can you do to help stop trafficking? Well, you can pray, and you can get behind the ministries that are fighting the issue in the name of Christ. And to put the phrase out with the old, in with the new into practice can feel pretty good sometimes. Take this story from Tenwick Hospital, for example. Angela Maney of World Gospel Mission and her husband have been serving at the Kenyan Hospital since 2014. But the birthing beds that greeted her upon arrival then had been there for about three decades.
These beds were metal. They were rusted. They were broken. None of them had foot plates any longer.
And despite the fact that Tenwick oversees about 3,000 births a year, there were only three beds. But God took care of this dilemma. Recently, OBGYN partners in the United States donated eight beds to Tenwick. Three of the beds have already arrived, and the old beds are gone.
They were met with great joy. There was a dedication ceremony as they were wheeled in, and there was singing and praying over them. And our vision, of course, is to have our Kenyan mamas who come into the hospital to have their babies to be able to be comfortable and have dignity with their delivery.
See, Tenwick Hospital provides quality health care alongside the gospel. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, the service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of eight Christians who share valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.